Hello, and welcome to another episode of Walking with Anxiety, the podcast with me, Stephen Dawes. Thank you for joining me. There was a bit of a break yesterday, mainly again because of my coughing fits, and I do apologise for that, but hopefully we can get back on track now and continue on into the new year with a renewed vigour and energy, which is something that certainly since Christmas has been severely lacking for me anyway. Today, I wanted to discuss a couple of things. Firstly, please do take a look at my website, which is walkingwithanxiety.co.uk, because on there is a link to my Just Giving page for Rethink Mental Health. Now, my plan is that I want to try and raise money as well as helping people with this podcast. So, you know, I don't have any ads on this podcast, as you may well know if you've listened before. So, all I'm trying to do is to raise some money for mental health charities. Even if you donate just £1 or $1, all of that can go towards, all of that goes straight to the charity and can help somebody else who has a mental health problem. So please do take a look. And if you can, even just a pound, that would be really greatly appreciated for them. I'm also going to be looking at doing some other topics on mental health in the future, and I've got a couple of people who are doing a short story, recorded short story for me regarding their journey with their mental health, so that they'll be coming up in the future. Today, I wanted to talk about an article that I have seen in online. It was in the Indie 100 website. And it's called How to Avoid Catching Diseases from a Public Toilet, according to an NHS physician. Now, obviously, NHS, I'm in the UK, so I'm talking from an NHS point of view here. Now, obviously, public toilets are not always nice places to be. It's often somewhere I will usually avoid at all costs because of my health anxiety, even ones that are very clean. If they're very clean, I will probably use them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I will volunteer to go there if I don't necessarily have to. Now, this is something that a lot of people go through. You know, it's not just for those that have health anxiety or other kind of issues like that. Nobody really likes going to public toilets unless they have to. And I realise it's probably a more serious issue for women than it is for men, because obviously you have to sit on the toilet all the time unless you hover. But talking of hovering, that is something that they mention in this article as well. And it says, I'll just read through it and give you a few quotes from it. According to an NHS physician, Dr. Preethi Daniel, I hope I've said that right, fears of catching a disease from a toilet seat is one of the most common questions that they get asked, which is I guess, again, understandable. In particular, they get asked about catching genital diseases such as chlamydia and gonorrhea or syphilis. But of course, this particular doctor said that it's unlikely because you're not actually touching that area of your body with the toilet seat, and unless there's some kind of cuts or whatever, they said, to contract these diseases, the germs would have to be directly transferred from the toilet seat to the genital tract, or through an open wound or sore on the legs or buttocks. You're more likely to be struck by lightning whilst riding a flying pig than catching a sexually transmitted disease from a public toilet, so please don't worry. Now, obviously, that's a quote directly from this doctor. That's not from me. Okay, that's not my quote. But they do go on to say that the only bugs which you could possibly catch are E. coli or Salmonella. So they're not very nice ones either. She also warns about the floors of the toilets, which although they are mopped, can sometimes carry germs as well. So she says, keep your shoes on. Now, I don't know anybody that takes their shoes off. Does anyone take their shoes off in the toilet? Especially public toilets. I certainly don't take my shoes off in the toilet. And I would be very, very unhappy if I had to take my shoes off in the toilet, certainly in a public one. But let's go a bit further on into the article here. She also says, funnily enough, trying to avoid getting a urine infection from a toilet seat can lead to getting a urine infection Dr. Daniel explains. And the reason she says this, and I'll paraphrase it quickly, is because she says that when you're squatting over the toilet seat, or if you're in a rush and you don't really particularly want to be in there, and you're rushing to go to the toilet, you don't perhaps empty your bladder properly, that can actually lead to a urine infection. So it can actually be a bad thing, a catch-22 situation. You're trying to go in there as quick as possible so you don't catch anything, and could be potentially opening yourself up to urine infection. And what she recommends for people to use these public toilets is to wash your hands after using the toilet. Well, hopefully that's a given for most people. To carry a travel-size antibacterial hand sanitizer, and to cover the toilet seat with toilet paper or antibacterial wipes before sitting down. Now, I've done this for years. I can't remember where I saw it now. I mean, there are shows, I think I've seen them on American TV shows, where they used to have the little paper covers for the toilet seat, and used to fold it under the edges of the toilet seat and sit down on it. I've never seen them over here in the UK. But I always put toilet paper on the toilet seat before I sit down, if I have to sit down. I always wash my hands after I've been to the toilet. And I do carry an antibacterial hand sanitizer with me, even if I can speak properly. I've always done that. It's something that I've done for years, mainly because of my own problems, my own health worries. That's something I've been doing for a long time. And I think it's a good idea to have those things with you, especially if you're going to a toilet, a public toilet, because, I have every sympathy for people who clean public toilets. It must be an awful job. I am sure you come across some really awful things of doing that job. It's not something I could do. I really don't think I could do it. And if I had to do it, I probably wouldn't do a very good job of it. I freely admit that, because that would be one of the most awful things that you could get me to do. I just don't see why some people don't do these things, though. I mean, obviously, washing your hands has got to be the first major thing you can do. To stop yourself spreading these diseases around, and or to catching something yourself. I mean, if you're using the toilet and then you don't wash your hands afterwards, you're exposing yourself to these diseases as well, aren't you? If you then go on to eat something afterwards. And also talking about the hand sanitizer. Now, they are very good. I have seen some articles saying that they're not necessarily as good as soap and water, and I don't think they necessarily are, but they are. I find them a good alternative, and I haven't seen any evidence to suggest that they don't do something in that respect. They don't actually do something. If they didn't do anything at all, I probably would think again, but I haven't heard anything to that to the contrary anywhere else. And covering the toilet seat, well, I guess for me personally, that's something that I do because it's an added layer of something between me and the toilet. I don't necessarily think it does any good. I don't necessarily think it makes any difference, but it's something that I do. And I think that it's a good idea to have these things in place in your mind, especially if you need to use a public toilet for some reason. For example, I mean, lots of people who have very high anxiety have digestive problems, so they can get prone to bouts of irritable bowel syndrome, for example, which means they could very easily be outside and need to use a public toilet at some point, which can, for some people, make the situation even worse, because if you're then having to use a public toilet, that can add to your anxiety, which can make your IBS worse. So, I think it's important that you have these things in place so that if you are caught somewhere like that, you do have those things with you to try and make the situation a little bit easier. And one of the things I've also found helpful is, especially when I used to do commuting, is to try and think about where the toilets are and what they're like, so that I know if I do need to use them that I can go to this one, because this one's all right, this one's clean, this one's good. Some of them are better than others, and I'm not judging anybody here, but some are better than others. So if you go, for example, to a train station, sometimes they're quite good. Other times You might want to go to one in a coffee shop if you always get your cup of coffee in there, because they can be quite good. So sometimes having a plan, knowing where these toilets are, can help you as well. But that's an interesting article, and certainly it's something that I've just been doing it for a long time. Maybe I should have. Maybe I'll write a comment on that article and say, well, I've been doing that for a long time. Let me know what you think as well. Have you been doing that sort of thing for a long time in terms of having hand sanitizer with you and covering the toilet seats before you use it? Do you do other things? Do you do different things that aren't on that list I've mentioned? Do you find other things that you do make it easier for you to use public toilets? Do you avoid them altogether? Please let me know in the comments to this podcast. You can also comment on my website at walkingwithanxiety.co.uk. Again, I apologise for no episode yesterday. As you can probably hear, I'm still really quite out of breath, and struggling to breathe properly. So I do apologise for that as well. But I wanted to get a podcast out of the way today. But thank you for joining me, and I hope that you'll join me again next time when I shall have hopefully a bit more of a researched and put together, well put together podcast. And I'll see you next time. Thank you very much. Goodbye.